Ohio's gubernatorial election is less than a month away, but how many people will actually cast ballots? WVXU Politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what do you expect in terms of turnout?
Well, I expect probably for a gubernatorial election something lower than what we've seen for quite a while. I mean, 4 years ago, last gubernatorial election, it's 49% statewide. It's hard to imagine it being in that range this year just because the Democratic candidate has had so much trouble, is so far behind in the polls. There's not that much excitement out there about this.
So if you expect it to be so low, what are all the signs that you're seeing that really point to that?
The first sign, Marianne, was last Tuesday morning. When I went over to the Board of Elections very early in the morning, it was the first day of early in-person voting, and I expected to see a line outside the door. Well, there was no line. There were four people at 8 o'clock when the polls opened, and we don't have much to judge by right now. We only have about 3 days of numbers, but the in-person voting at the Board of Elections in Hamilton County is down 43% from what it was at the same period 4 years ago. And the absentee ballot applications are way down, both for Democrats and Republicans. Overall, they're down quite a bit.
And that's certainly not because they all plan to vote on election day, necessarily.
No, it's not. Because, this was an election where everybody, over 6 million Ohio voters, got an application for an absentee ballot in the mail from the Secretary of State's office. And they didn't even have to ask for it.
What about Kentucky? It seems there may be a little more at stake in the Bluegrass State.
Well, Kentucky is interesting because, you've got a race between Mitch McConnell and Allison Lundgren Grimes, which is gaining national attention and unbelievable amounts of money in this battle for control of the U.S. Senate. You would think that would excite Kentucky voters, and maybe it'll drive the turnup up somewhat.
But that one, maybe not either. You're not sure.
It's hard to tell, but I tend to think it will. I mean, I think it'll bump it up, a few points, that people will be interested in that race because they've heard so much about it. They've seen so much about it on TV. It's been so contentious, and it's so very important in this struggle that's going on nationally for the Republicans to take over the Senate.
And back to Ohio, if turnout is low in Ohio, what does that mean for the local races on the ballot?
Well, it's a problem, and I think it's probably a problem particularly for the Democrats, because at the top of their ticket at the governor's race level seems to be fairly weak. So that's not generating any excitement. There are no big hot-button ballot issues, statewide ballot issues, there to drive Democratic turnout, particularly in the African-American community. So they're struggling. They're trying to find they're doing everything they can to find every possible Democratic voter and get them out to the polls to save some of these people who they say are very good candidates and, could serve, but, they got to get the voters out to the polls.
Is there anything could have changed that sort of the momentum for the down ticket candidates?
Well, at this point, I mean, I think it's a matter of what the candidates themselves do, how well known they are, how much money they have to get their message out. I mean, the Republicans are concerned too, because they look at it and say, well, maybe some of our less than active Republican voters may just stay at home because they think, well, Republicans are going to win anyway, so we're not, they don't need my vote.
And just quickly, there's a write-in campaign this time with former Cincinnati Vice Mayor Jim Tarbell running as a write-in candidate for Hamilton County Commissioner against Chris Monzell. What do you expect from that?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, Tarbell seems to be running a whole lot of his campaign on social media, trying to convince people to walk into the polling places or go on their absentee ballots and write in his name, even though there is another a Democratic candidate on the ballot, Sean Patrick Feeney. But it's spread all over social media, and people are sharing it. It's being spread around a lot. It's very difficult, though, to win a write-in candidacy.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.